We're going to have Gordon on in just a second,
just a
whenever
moment.
He walks through the door. And I want to bring this up with him, and I want to bring it up with you. We haven't mentioned it yet this week. I don't know how we haven't.
Okay.
But we have to talk about the airplane with all the diarrhea on it.
Yes.
I saw this last night. It was trending. Diarrhea plane was trending on Twitter last night when the Rangers were down 6-0. And I just needed to do something to take my eyes off of that game.
Okay.
So I clicked on diarrhea plane on Twitter.
All right.
And we were kind of talking in the break. You're familiar with the story. So this was an airplane. This was a plane that was leaving Atlanta on Friday. The destination was Barcelona, Spain.
Okay. International flight.
Very long flight.
Mm-hmm.
And the plane had to come back because a passenger on the plane was suffering with diarrhea.
Mm.
Not in the bathroom, but down the aisle. It got
all over the place. This wasn't a child.
We don't know yet. We don't know. But last night the video came out of the aisle of the airplane.
No.
And you get a picture of it. You know what it's about.
I saw the South Florida news story of this, and I thought honestly I thought they did a really good job of handling the topic because obviously it's pretty gross. And the fact that they were able to, I don't know, execute this as well as they did. They need some kudos.
So we're joined by Gordon Keith now.
Yeah.
Gordon, diarrhea expert.
No. We're talking about that plane with all the diarrhea on it.
Yeah, so pictures came out of it.
There's a video.
Footage?
Yeah, there's a video of, I guess it looks like a 777, so it's got the two aisles.
Oh, man.
So this is someone walking down the right aisle.
Is it a male
you can
or female?
See, nobody's on the plane anymore. It's already deboarded.
Yeah. You had to guess based on the output.
Diarrhea profile.
Yeah.
So it's everywhere. It's, you don't have to see the video to get the picture. And they have like little towels put over it, but you can still
cheap,
see everything.
Tasteful modesty towels.
Yeah. Really cheap.
But my question is,
they didn't put some sawdust over it like the vomit when you were in elementary school.
Yeah.
Lime.
Use some kitty litter.
They did have to take out the carpet once the plane landed. And it was, I think it landed at 10 p.m. and the flight was delayed until 2:30 a.m. because they had to take out the carpet. I don't know if they brought. I would hope they would bring them a new plane.
And I saw. Well, I don't think you have to total the plane.
You should
scrap it.
I did see a comment from a couple that was on that plane, and you would think they'd be ticked, you know, about the delay in returning.
Norman Mary.
But they said no, it was the absolute right call. That the plane was so intolerable as far as smell that they were okay with waiting an extra 3 hours.
I kind of feel bad for the perpetrator of this.
Of course. They're obviously having some issue, and I don't know if they were all IBS'd up or something like that.
What if this was your girlfriend?
Crohn's up.
What if this was a new relationship?
Nah, I'd be ex-girlfriend then.
You couldn't. Yeah. You couldn't.
I don't think
for you.
We were on the tarmac.
Yeah, if you're on the plane with her,
yeah.
She has the middle seat, you have the aisle, mm-hmm. and she's, Gordon, I've got to go.
Pompeii's about to erupt.
She just gets up.
It's the worst moment of her life.
Yes, it's a horrible moment.
In the moment, you have to stand by her.
Yes.
Not behind her. But
the biggest question is, how long do you have to wait?
Walk in front of her.
To break up with her?
Yeah. Like 3 months?
I think to
when
be a,
done wiping.
A good dude.
Then it's 3 months.
I don't think you ever bring this up to her ever again.
No, you don't bring it up, but you got to break up.
And I guess it kind of does depend on, and you're, no pun intended, you're going on a trip to Spain, so you're, have this big vacation planned, mm-hmm. maybe you're 6 months in and you're falling in love and you're still in the honeymoon
phase. Maybe she's the one.
And then that's
the one that destroyed a 777.
And the two ruined it.
And that's the only thing. The only thing that is holding her back is
the
diarrhea on the plane that makes national news.
She can't hold back.
Yeah, I think that, okay, and are we eliminating the fact that she has a medical condition? Like that you didn't know about anything before this, right?
Yeah, I would say if she does have a medical condition, you don't know about it.
What if she was sleeping and it just hit her all of a sudden. Like
that'd be worse.
Like a ton of bricks, and she hit,
and she was sleepwalking
it.
Down the aisle of the plane.
Or just maybe just the intense bowel issue woke her up, and she panicked.
Lifted her off the seat.
Yeah. Like she's, oiled Eric.
She's riding an oiled Eric in the old cartoons.
Bingo.
I feel like this has to be the worst place on earth where that incident could happen.
Yeah.
Like, even if... if you're at work, it's still bad, but if we're
sitting here...
Well, this person tried to leave, but...
Yeah, but you can't
you're going to the bathroom. No, yeah, you're stuck
there. We would just go home. You just wouldn't hear from me again today.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever had an accident like this, Monty?
On a plane?
Or just...
or up here?
Or
in the producer chair, no.
Okay.
In the board-op chair?
Board-op chair.
Board-op chair, no.
Ham, I'm sorry.
Destroyed. No, but yeah, and if you're
doing tickers, you got the whole room to yourself. Nobody's. Yeah. I think Ty
spread
just
your legs.
Ty just tears that thing up.
No, oh, excuse me.
We just have one of those camp toilets in the newsroom. Do you ever have those when camping? Like the portable toilet?
No, I know what you're talking about. They also sell like an attachment that goes on top of like a one of those Homer buckets.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
I was trying to think of another term to use for it, and I couldn't.
You can't.
Because I didn't want you to bingo.
Was that Nomad, the movie, with Frances McDormand, and she's...
Fargo.
No, no, it's... he's talking about the one where she's like a
three
homeless
billboards.
Person,
I think that is,
right?
Yeah,
or
Nomad.
A free-range person.
Yeah. Nomadland. That's what I'm thinking.
Nomadland. Yeah, I haven't seen it. Is it good?
She's living in a van.
And she goes...
It's okay.
Doo-dooing everywhere.
Yeah.
She goes 777 in the van.
She certainly does.
So I do have a theory about the incident, because I have watched the video. I have it up right here.
You've approved this thing?
Just the how this happened logistically, wearing clothes, I don't see how that happens. I think this person...
Skirt.
Like a tennis skirt?
I think they're
wearing a skirt.
Why
are you assuming female on this?
Because I don't see how that much mess gets out of pants. If it did, I feel like it would trickle more.
George.
Maybe it was a Scottish guy.
Ooh, a kilt.
Yeah.
I think someone was going...
Oh, no.
Groundskeeper Willie.
Commando with non-pants. Either basketball shorts or a skirt. Or they just took their pants off to run faster.
I don't think they were
just so embarrassed they didn't know what they were doing and just went brassed all the way to the bathroom. Here, Sean, I know you're wanting to look at this.
I
know you're wanting to see.
Dude.
Make it like a 3D ride.
Have you ever come close to this? You've taken many flights for like your press junkets you used to do back
yes,
in the
day. Yes, indeed.
Did you ever
witness
find
diarrhea on an airplane?
No, I've never seen someone have an accident on an airplane, even vomiting.
I have.
Really?
I mean, there was
cowboy trip?
It was on the way back from the Green Bay trip that we went up for the Hardline last year, and I had...
Oh, no. What happened?
I had the window seat.
Okay.
The girl next to me just puked everywhere.
No.
Not in the bag.
Like girl or woman?
Probably...
Adult?
20s-ish.
Okay, well, that's a woman, sir. Yeah.
Female.
Yeah.
Woman. I don't know. I don't know what to call it.
B in the retail.
Yeah, yeah, we have to clean it up for the radio here, and so I will never sit window again because of that.
So she went all over like she didn't have a sick bag, anything like that.
No, I think she had one in front of her, and I was sleeping at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And much like if you're asleep and you can hear the dog, I started to hear
panic running to get the
dog. I started to hear a little
drag it off the carpet.
Just see her
get it onto the tile somewhere.
She's got a Sky Mall.
Dry heaving, and I'm like, oh no, oh no, oh no, and I can't get out of here.
Oh, God. Oh, it's coming up. Oh, God. It's hamburger helper.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to add hamburger helper, I think, to the card here.
Yeah.
We got to revisit this thing every 6 months.
But yeah, worst place to have diarrhea.
I just
worst
want you
place
to know.
To vomit
I didn't
on
want
an airplane.
To talk
a pool's pretty bad too.
I did.
Why are we talking about this?
Because this is
topic,
when there's so many soulful topics to cover.
Let's talk CFNM.
All right, Sean, what do you want to get into?
CFNM.
He wants to talk about
Soaking again?
Diarrhea on a train.
Ooh. Yes, just different modes.
He hated the transport method. Yeah.
Well, power rates
the
other
transportation he had an objection to.
What about a hot air balloon?
Yeah, he wants to talk about it in a bullpen cart.
That would be a pretty bad place to get it there.
You just have to hang it
on a hot air balloon.
I would just hike it over.
And the manager has to get you out.
You're going
to
risk that, though?
What do you have
risk hiking it over on a hot air balloon?
Yeah.
Somebody would have to hold you while you did that.
Yeah, and you're going to trust them?
And then some poor old lady's driving her Chrysler, and all of a sudden she gets rained on.
Bingo on Chrysler.
By my help.
An old lady.
She gets my entire week of Mexican food dumped on
she
her.
She goes full Dave Matthews.
Would he store it up like a diarrhea camel?
Yeah, I'm going to wait until I get on the hot air balloon to go.
Are you interested in a hot air balloon ride, Monty?
Are you offering?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
You ever been?
No, I've never been.
We had Balloon Fest growing up, like at the end of our neighborhood.
That sounds lit.
Cheap name. Cheaply named.
I know.
But it is very cheaply named. But I remember that.
But there were like hundreds of
people. It's up there in some smaller suburb.
We had balloons.
Isn't it at the power line alley?
We had it in Mesquite. I think it's up in Plano or one of the northern burgs now. But it was awesome. There were hundreds of hot air balloons. Just like taking off, I don't know, a quarter mile from our house. We just get on the roof and watch.
They had like a
Cheshire Cat balloon fly away.
An unfortunate incident, I think, one year.
Indeed.
Yeah, way to go, Sean.
Way to go.
So
the hot air balloon is overrated.
Huh.
Like,
who's rating them?
What's the point? Like,
what
you're having festivals of it.
It is kind of an outmoded form of transportation.
Yeah, are you taking one anywhere? I don't think so. You're just going up to show off. Like, hey, look at this.
Well, I'm not
going
to take it to the grocery
badass
store.
Badass balloon I have. You're not going to go to West Fort Worth in a hot air balloon.
Like, how do you steer? That's what I've always wondered. Because you can go up by pulling the
Yeah, the TRE, they don't have a hot air balloon that gets you across the Metroplex?
No. Didn't really take off.
Okay.
I think you just bring like a leaf blower. Just aim it out
That'll
the side.
That'll work.
Yeah, if you want to go one way.
Yeah, if we're...
It should work.
If we're rating our ways of transportation, I think hot air balloon is very far down there. I'm trying to think of
What's
one that
lower?
Would be low. I'm trying to think of one.
Riding in a sidecar?
Von
no,
Crane.
That'd be really beaten.
Yeah, a crane, maybe.
Crane.
Sidecar would be kind of fun.
Yeah, okay, you don't have to do anything.
On
you
a hot air balloon?
You'd have to put the goggles on.
Why not
on?
Just be in
so
the basket.
Humiliating.
You would just have to trust who was driving.
You're
right.
You're just sitting there.
Yeah, it'd be so beaten. You're just trusting this guy next to you is going to...
Have you ever ridden in a sidecar?
No.
On the
I don't know the last time I've
car,
seen
no.
one.
Yeah, I've never seen one in the wild.
Are they still in production?
Probably not.
Does
I don't
Indian
know.
Make them?
Who?
Indian Motorcycles?
That's a bingo.
Commander's Motorcycles?
Guardians Whoa. Motorcycles?
Oh.
The Harley, one. Whatever.
That's a better one.
Yamaha?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think they're... I bet you there's some boutique sidecar manufacturers, but none of the majors.
Okay, picks with friends pay off.
That's perfect.
Yeah, winner gets to drive the loser in a sidecar.
Okay, sidecar versus a hot air balloon race. Monty's in the hot air balloon. I'm in the sidecar.
Okay, well...
We have to get across the Metroplex.
You have to put a Hemi in that hot air balloon to lift me.
Yeah, who's driving? Who's driving
I don't
near...
think you can put a Hemi in a hot air balloon.
Or
think
something
you understand
like that.
How it works.
Dodge puts out a line of hot air balloons.
Yeah, so basically, Monty, you're saying that you need a really oversized balloon. Like,
yeah,
like the Hindenburg like up ahead of you, but it's just carrying a little basket up under it.
Right. You can just lift my chair, really. I don't need the basket.
Good point.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just give you enough balloons like you're up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sad movie.
Yeah.
I cried.
Super sad movie.
What happened in it?
The old guy.
I only watched just the first part of it. Looks like he was having a great relationship. I had to turn it off. But
he killed his wife.
3 minutes in, the wife died.
Oh,
and
no.
Then the movie totally changed.
Oh, no.
But that was fun, Gordon. Let's continue this conversation next week.
Okay.
We'll talk
next
more about
week,
the diarrhea
we'll
plane
Put a pin
and
in
hot
it,
air balloons.
Gordon.
And
we'll
I look forward to...
We'll table back.
Can I tease something?
Yes.
Monty's got Why Today Doesn't Suck next.